The nature of temptation changes as one passes through the years of life. At one period, it may be lust. At another, greed. At another, anxiety. At another, depression. But always, the devil will be behind it. He will be telling you lies, giving reasons for doing the forbidden, and creating the desire to experience what is prohibited. He will never cease to work. One of the ancient forms of torture was such an innocent thing as dripping water. The victim would be placed where a container of water was suspended over his head. It was so arranged that an occasional drip of water would fall down upon the head. There was no pain in the weight of a drop of water. It did no injury to the person. Yet when it continued hour after hour, it became brutal punishment. Such persons would actually become insane by the occasional drop of water striking on the head. Now, there are many of us who can do heroic things under sudden emergency, but find it difficult to stay faithful over extended periods of time. The battle is exciting, but the waiting can break a person's nerves. That principle relates to our study of spiritual warfare. If we could fight one great battle and have the victory, it would not be so difficult to endure. But the fact that it comes in one way or another, day after day, creates real problems. And the warfare for God and right is a daily encounter. It comes to all people. It continues through all of life. So never think that your difficulties with the devil will be brief or mild. He is not that kind of adversary. His purpose is to destroy your influence for God, and he will stop at nothing until at last you are in the presence of God. Think again of the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. He fasted for 40 days and nights, and we have the impression that at the end of that period of fasting, the devil came to tempt him. Not so. Luke chapter 4, verse 2 reports that he was 40 days tempted of the devil. The temptation of Jesus in the wilderness lasted the entire 40 days. Now, when the devil departed from Jesus, having failed to seduce him to sin during that 40-day trial, it was only for a season, a brief period. The respite from temptation was short, for Jesus spoke of his entire life being a time of testing, saying to his disciples, "You are they who have continued with me in my temptations." Jesus' temptations came in many forms. They came from the overt acts of the devil, as in the wilderness when Satan tried to get Jesus to fall down and worship him. At other times, they came through the spiritual blindness of his disciples, as when Jesus told his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from you, Lord, this shall not be to you." And Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me. You do not understand the things that are of God, but those that are of men." Why did Jesus address Simon Peter and call him Satan? It is because Simon's argument at that time was such that it challenged Jesus as the devil would challenge Jesus. The devil was using a disciple at that moment. So Satan tested Jesus through the spiritual ignorance and immaturity of the apostles. While he was on the mountain being transfigured by the glory of God shining through him, his disciples were in the valley below, experiencing miserable failure at their inability to cast a demon out of a possessed lad. Jesus came down to witness their failure, and he said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you?" Afterwards, he explained to the apostles, "This kind of demon goes out only by prayer and fasting. You could not cast it out because of your unbelief." Can you imagine what a delight the devil got from the spiritual weakness of those disciples of Jesus? Can you imagine the heartbreak of Jesus as he saw their failure? The devil worked that day through the Lord's own disciples, testing and challenging him. Perhaps it is those temptations which arise from unexpected sources or from the very people who should strengthen you instead, which are the most difficult to withstand. It would have been easier for Jesus to withstand the devil if he had the loving support of his disciples. But when the disciples themselves became the agent of the devil through whom the temptation comes, that makes it the more difficult. You can never tell from what source your challenges will be raised by the devil. He may come to tempt you by some wicked person or thought or opportunity. But you can stand against that. What if the temptation comes through a member of your family, an associate in business, a dear and trusted friend, or perhaps even a member of your church? How does one resist that kind of challenge to spiritual life and purity? It is wise to keep James chapter 1, verses 12 to 16 in mind. It reads, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted of God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." Now this means that you can identify every temptation to sin as from the devil. It matters not if the preacher himself is the agent by which the temptation comes. It is of the devil. God will never try to get you to do wrong, never, but the devil will. The nature of temptation changes as one passes through the years of life. At one period, it may be lust, at another, greed, at another, anxiety, at another, depression. But always, the devil will be behind it. He will be telling you lies, giving reasons for doing the forbidden, and creating the desire to experience what is prohibited. He will never cease to work. The important thing for you is to grow strong in the Lord that you will be able to stand against the temptations. Take courage in God's word recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, saying, "There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not permit you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it." Now look what the verse is saying. You will be tempted. Your temptation is the same as other people, including Jesus, have borne and are bearing. God is always faithful. God will not permit you to be tempted more severely than you have the power to bear. God will make a way to escape when the temptation comes, and you can pass through temptation without yielding to sin. Oh, what a promise from God. Memorize that verse of Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It will fortify you once and again in the circumstances of life. Deuteronomy 33, 25 reads, "As your days, so shall your strength be." And it means God will provide for you each day in every period of life. So claim the promise as your own and keep on living a life of holiness. Father, we know by experience that the devil never gives up on us, and so we call upon you for help. Thank you for making the way to escape from the temptations to evil. I pray each person who receives these words will turn to you in confident faith today, and that they will learn by experience what it means to overcome the devil and to live a holy life before you. In Jesus' name, amen.